Have you ever felt like you're sleepwalking through your own life? Like you're merely a character in someone else's movie? You're not alone. In Tufty the Priestess, Vadim Saland introduces a revolutionary framework that has quietly become a cult phenomenon among Silicon Valley executives and spiritual seekers alike. This book challenges our fundamental understanding of reality, suggesting we're not passive observers, but potential directors of our own existence. With over 2 million copies sold worldwide and translations in 20 languages, Zalan's work bridges ancient wisdom and quantum physics in ways that have earned praise from figures like Deepak Chopra, who called it a masterclass in conscious reality creation. Whether you're feeling trapped by circumstances or simply curious about the deeper mechanics of existence, Tufty's provocative message might be exactly what you need to hear. You've been asleep at the wheel of your own life, but it's never too late to wake up. Reality isn't what you think it is. It's not a solid, continuous stream, but rather a series of discrete frames moving from past to future, like a film roll. What we experience as real is merely the currently illuminated frame, while everything else, past, present, and potential futures, exist simultaneously in what Zeelan calls the dream space. This isn't some metaphorical concept, but a literal archive of information where all possibilities reside. Think of reality as an onion with multiple layers. Most people are only familiar with two, physical reality and dream space. But these aren't separate realms, they're interconnected dimensions of the same system. When you dream at night, you're not just experiencing random neural firings, you're accessing actual film rolls from this vast archive. Dreams aren't imagination, but glimpses into alternative realities that exist in this information field. This explains phenomena like déjà vu and the Mandela effect, moments when our experience seems to contradict established reality. These aren't glitches in memory, but instances where film rolls intersect or overlap. People have documented cases of individuals vanishing from one time period and appearing in another, further supporting the discrete rather than continuous nature of reality. Your body isn't you, but merely a biosuit your consciousness inhabits temporarily. Your soul moves between incarnations, though you don't remember being fish or dinosaurs in previous existences. What you perceive as you is simply your attention, the awareness that can move between these different states of being. This understanding fundamentally changes how we approach life. If reality is just the currently illuminated frame on a film roll, then changing your future doesn't require altering the present frame, which is impossible, but illuminating a different forthcoming frame. This is the first step toward conscious reality creation. Your consciousness operates through two distinct screens, inner and outer, and your faculty of attention constantly shifts between them, keeping you perpetually asleep. When lost in thought, your attention immerses in your inner screen, making you oblivious to your surroundings. When focused externally, you forget yourself. Either way, you act reflexively, helpless to control yourself or circumstances. Have you ever driven somewhere and suddenly realized you don't remember the journey? Or found yourself so absorbed in a book that you didn't hear someone calling your name? These are examples of being asleep on one screen while completely disconnected from the other. This constant oscillation between screens prevents true awareness. You're either thinking about the world or experiencing it, but rarely both simultaneously. This divided attention leaves you functioning at only 5 to 10% of your potential effectiveness. The key insight is that sleep and dreaming aren't identical. Sleep is an anabiotic state, while dreams are what you see in either dream space or waking space. Your waking reality is essentially your waking dream, and your nighttime dreams are simply another reality. To wake up from this perpetual sleep state, you must pull your attention away from both screens and shift it to what Zeelan calls your awareness center, the midpoint between screens that allows you to observe both your thoughts and surroundings simultaneously. This creates a state where you can see yourself seeing, think about your thinking, and become conscious of your consciousness. This dual awareness is something most people have never been taught is possible. Instead, we've been trained to either focus externally, be practical, pay attention to the world, or retreat into our thoughts, analyze, plan, worry. Breaking this pattern requires deliberate practice of catching yourself whenever your attention becomes absorbed in either screen. When you manage to maintain this awareness, something remarkable happens. You step out of the film and into the role of observer. You're no longer just a character following a predetermined script, but someone who can consciously stroll through your waking dream. Imagine watching a movie where suddenly one character turns to the camera and says, "I know, I'm in a film." This is essentially what happens when you awaken to self-awareness in your own life. You recognize that while others move through reality as if sleepwalking, following external scripts, you can choose to be conscious of the process. This awakening doesn't happen once and permanently. You'll catch yourself continually falling back into the screen and drifting off to sleep when something distracts you. The moment your attention is captured, you cease to exist as an aware human being. You can't call your soul your own because your attention isn't your own. You're being directed by an external script woven into a motion picture. But when you wake up and control your attention, the script loses its hold on you. Unlike dream mannequins who have no self-awareness or personal will, you can consciously control your actions. This difference is profound. It's like being the only conscious person in a world of automatons. To develop this control, you need two types of triggers. Outer triggers, wake up as soon as something happens, and inner triggers, wake up before you do something. Any external event should signal you to awaken, and any action you take should remind you to check your focus of attention. This can only be learned through frequent repetition. When you learn to control your attention, you'll control your life. You'll notice people respond differently to you. Your energy flows differently, making you like a firefly in a land of shadows, attracting attention and goodwill from those around you. Despite this advantage, Zeland warns against treating others with arrogance. Pretend you're also asleep and remain well disposed toward others, or reality itself will punish you. This isn't about superiority, but about personal freedom, escaping the predetermined script that most people follow unconsciously. The practice is simple, but requires constant vigilance. Whenever something happens, or before you take action, say to yourself, "I see myself and I see reality." This statement shifts your attention to the awareness center, allowing you to observe both screens simultaneously and make conscious choices rather than reflexive reactions. Most people try to change reality by manipulating what's already happened, the current frame. They push against circumstances, fight what is, and struggle to make things different. This approach is fundamentally flawed because you can't change what already exists in the present moment. Instead, Zeland introduces a revolutionary approach, composing forthcoming reality by illuminating future frames. This is done through what he calls the intention plate, an energy plexus extending at an angle from the spine that works like a film projector. We possess two intention centers, inner and outer. The inner center, located in the frontal skull, handles basic functionality and everyday actions within the current frame. The outer center, completely neglected by most, exists at the tip of the intention plate. By transferring attention to the plate's end and visualizing desired outcomes, you illuminate future frames, manifesting them in physical reality. The process is straightforward. First, wake up and enter awareness by saying, "I see myself and I see reality." Second, activate the plate by focusing attention on it, causing it to rise at an angle to your spine. Third, while maintaining attention on the plate, imagine your desired future. The plate functions like a projector. Thoughts, words, and images originating from this outer intention center manifest in physical reality. This isn't wishful thinking or mere visualization. It's a technical process of selecting which film role will become your reality. Your success depends on your sense of what's possible. If you believe controlling reality is impossible, it will remain so. The technique works best when it fits within your existing worldview. Practice with simple, everyday outcomes first before attempting major life changes. When composing reality, you determine only the end goal, the impending frame, not the chain of events. Like a film projector, once you illuminate your desired frame, events automatically arrange themselves. Film roles in the Eternity Archive exist in parallel, with closely placed roles differing only in nuances. Simple goals manifest quickly. Complex ones require patience as you gradually shift from one role to another, getting closer to your destination. This approach fundamentally differs from conventional manifestation techniques because it doesn't require you to figure out how your desires will manifest. In fact, considering the how often creates psychological blocks. Your task is simply to know what result you want and use your plate to compose that reality. Reality functions as a paradoxical mirror, reflecting your thoughts and actions. When immersed in the reflection, you become a character in the film, unable to change anything. Most people think, "Love me, help me, give me," and receive the same demanding reflection back. This approach never works because reality responds in kind to whatever energy you project. The solution is remarkably simple yet profoundly effective. Replace "give me" with "here, take." Rather than seeking love, radiate it. Instead of looking for kindness, be kind. People are naturally attracted to those who give selflessly rather than those who constantly demand. This mirror principle applies to all aspects of life. Your thoughts and actions should account for the mirror even when you can't see it. When you want something from someone, wake up and imagine standing before a mirror. Give to others exactly what you wish to receive. If that's not possible, give anything that meets their needs. Complementing this mirror principle is what Zeeland calls the advantage method. When faced with unwanted circumstances, most people express non-acceptance, which unconsciously creates worse realities. The solution? Find advantage in everything, especially situations causing aversion. Reality's dual nature means every event contains both negative and positive aspects. When triggered by external events causing non-acceptance, wake up and shift attention to center, allowing you to disengage from the current film role and skip to an alternative one. The advantage method works like this. Catch yourself in non-acceptance. Wake up to see yourself and reality. Ask what advantage might exist. Accept it and benefit. Or simply accept the situation as is. This isn't positive thinking. It's a practical technique for shifting to a more favorable film role. By expressing non-acceptance of unwanted circumstances, you unconsciously create worse realities. The solution? Find advantage in everything, especially situations causing aversion. Reality's dual nature means every event contains both negative and positive aspects. When triggered by external events causing non-acceptance, wake up and shift attention to center, allowing you to disengage from the current film role and skip to an alternative one. This method can even be applied preemptively. Declare beforehand that whatever outcome occurs will be advantageous to you. This reduces the importance you attribute to events and improves your mood, creating what Zeeland calls sweet harmony, a state where all is well regardless of external circumstances. Most people are carried along a predetermined script without realizing it. Though they believe they take action as they see fit, this sense of agency is merely an illusion. Nothing can happen that doesn't fit with how one perceives the world. The script carries you along a film role you didn't choose, your lifeline and fate. You don't live your life. Life happens to you. You only become self-aware in moments when you question who you are. The rest of the time, you're like a character in a film, unaware of the illusion. Your motives and actions aren't truly yours, but are spelled out in the script. However, once awakened to this reality, you face a paradox. You can't simply reject the script or refuse to participate. This would disrupt the established order and bring negative consequences. Instead, you must imitate action to deceive reality. Continue performing your role while secretly changing the film role. This is what Zeeland calls following, consciously obeying the script while maintaining awareness of your ability to compose a different reality. The obsessive need to control the script is linked to paranoia and ultimately counterproductive. When you ask how, your self-awareness awakens but gets in your way because you focus on your own ideas rather than the goal. The solution is to focus only on the goal while consciously observing yourself, following the script's nudges as dictates of power. This means surrendering to external power while remaining conscious. Don't resist with knee-jerk reactions, surrender purposefully. Once awakened, continue moving mechanically among other mannequins while secretly changing the film role. This is imitating motion, consciously allowing the script to lead while actually leading yourself. You can't control the current film role, so let it turn as it will and allow people to live their lives. Focus on the end result, not the course of events or others' behavior. Following means sensing the decrees of power, intuition, and obeying them. Ignoring these decrees is a mistake. Disobedience isn't freedom, but a path back into a worse program. Self-importance causes harm by leading to inappropriate action rather than right action. The script shapes behavior on the current film role with two exceptions: the destructive one, failing to heed the script, and the constructive one, waking up to compose your own reality. Remarkably, the script isn't aware of your ability to change film roles. This is a privilege granted only to humans by the Creator, yet most don't use it. When you lack awareness, you're merely a fictional character, a paper cutout inserted between book pages. Your only distinction from pure fiction is those rare moments of self-awareness when you wonder why things aren't as you want them. The good news is that you can compose not only your external reality, but also yourself, your mannequin. Your mannequins exist in films stored in eternity's archive. In dreams, your consciousness finds and animates these mannequins. Similarly, in physical reality, your consciousness enters each new version of your mannequin on successive film roles. Your mannequin can change rapidly, transforming your appearance, self-confidence, charm, communication skills, courage, intelligence, and professionalism. This isn't about rejecting yourself, but developing. You need to change without changing your core identity, fundamental principles, and life philosophy. The imitation technique helps you acquire qualities you don't yet possess. Fake having what you desire, a beautiful body, charming personality, professional success, and reality will manifest your illusion physically. Observe and learn from people who embody what you admire, capturing not their specific details, but their state, sense of self, and general air. Create a virtual reality with your thoughts, illuminated by the plate. Even if your current self is imperfect, live the feeling of already being what you desire. This isn't merely copying. With serious, consistent practice, reality will either manifest your illusion or destroy it. Combined with concrete physical action towards self-improvement, this triple approach guarantees results. Support your transformation with thought forms, affirmations repeated frequently that reinforce your new identity. These might describe you as a high-ranking specialist, perfect spouse, physically vibrant person, or charming individual. Speak these aloud or silently while activating the plate, and behave accordingly even while recognizing it's a serious game. When you achieve a new state of being through your intention work, your thought forms transform into thought markers that state this is actually happening. While thought forms compose reality initially, thought markers adjust your design, your fundamental pattern of being. The brain doesn't generate thoughts, but attunes to information in the eternity archive, functioning as a receiver for memory, thought, and condition. To effectively transform yourself, eagerly catch any confirmation of your success. When practicing the imitation technique, you create an illusion for reality by pretending you already have what you want or are who you want to become. Live this role seriously like a professional actor until you totally believe in it. The moment you notice any positive shift, activate the plate and consolidate it with a thought marker. To become magnificent, you must find your life purpose and take steps toward it. There are three concrete actions to free yourself. First, don't focus on shortcomings or dwell on feeling deprived. Second, find an inspiring goal that benefits you and others. Without a goal, there's no desire, no movement, no energy, and ultimately, no life. Third, concentrate on personal development and self-improvement. This three achievements method instantly helps you shake off feelings of deprivation, find your life purpose, and realize that purpose. Self-development isn't an onerous duty, but pleasant preparation for something even more pleasurable. By kindling the creator's spark and working on yourself, you leave stagnation behind, find your purpose, and gain the energy needed to trigger metapower. Your life purpose is what inspires you and benefits both yourself and others. To become magnificent, shift out of stagnation by finding your true goal and taking steps toward it. The creator spark inside you knows your purpose, but it must be kindled. By working on yourself, you leave stagnation behind, find your purpose, and realize it. Managing your condition is crucial, as it's the key to your design. Despite awakening in a film, you're not invulnerable to what happens in it. Your task is to create a film where everything works favorably for you. But when unfavorable events occur, you can apply the advantage principle. Sweet harmony is when all is well, not just when circumstances are good, but when you deliberately adopt this state regardless of what's happening. Your condition determines the weather in your reality. People and reality itself are drawn to those who radiate happiness, comfort, love, and joy. Make creating this positive atmosphere a habit by finding pleasure in small things and creating special occasions. For enhancing the plat technique, imagine energy flowing through your body, upward on the in-breath, downward on the out-breath. Add two arrows, one from your chest pointing outward, another from between your shoulders pointing backward, that turn vertical while triggering simultaneous energy flows. You can also use water, baths, or contrast showers to amplify your intentions, as water absorbs and imprints information onto your energy body, turning you into a living radio station, broadcasting your intention. The meaning of life is simply life itself. There is no deeper philosophical significance. Just as a grain of sand or planet exists without purpose, so do we. Every successive incarnation, from butterfly to universe, is merely the dream of the Creator, whose spark exists in all things. While we cannot know why this is, we can discover what we're capable of and entitled to, knowledge given only to those who seek it. The value of all existence is equal. Your life holds no more worth than a snail's. Yet you have the right to reclaim the personal power accumulated through numerous incarnations. By declaring this right through the plot, stating, "I return my power. I acquire the power of all my previous incarnations," you'll gradually feel increased self-confidence and strength of spirit. Most people drift through life without waking up, never attempting to create their own reality. Those who understand these teachings differ strikingly but shouldn't look down on others. The knowledge shared is concentrated and elusive because it concerns the illusion of action, the false belief that we control our lives independently while outcomes consistently disappoint us. The contradiction exists because we're actually being led by the script, especially when emotions plunge us into sleep-like states. Instead of fighting current reality, we must compose future reality by redirecting the vector of change, remembering, "I can create reality, and it is up to me to decide what the reality will look like." By developing this habit and composing goal frames rather than specific events, power will notice you. Power focuses attention on those who help turn the film roll, lifting them up and helping them. adopt the motto, I look for power, I find power, and do everything with power. Despite your imperfections, you are perfect because the Creator spark exists within you. Using the plat, compose a reality where you already embody the person you want to become. Don't hold back when setting goals. Think big and aim high. Set a goal that awakens your genius. Soon, you'll be doing things you didn't think yourself capable of. This isn't miraculous, but technical. By setting a reality where you're brilliant, you move on to film roles where you do brilliant things. New abilities will manifest in your new mannequin, and you'll spot opportunities as long as you remain aware. Remember to propel yourself by replacing give me with here, take when dealing with others, and transform negative thoughts into positive ones.